Good morning to you, April Heights, Supervisor, Personal Health Services Division with the Health Department. Good morning to you.
Hi, good morning. Hey, thanks for having me.
You're quite welcome. All right, lots going on with the Health Department, specifically this week. You're offering 1 week of free walk-in testing in recognition of World AIDS Day, I think is Friday. Take it away.
Yeah, so starting today, walk-in HIV testing at the Kent County Health Department, the main building, so that's 700 Fuller, during our normal business hours, which Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday are 8 to 5, closed 12 to 1, and Thursday is 1 to 5. Those are the hours. So we do offer HIV testing at any time during the year, but you have to schedule an appointment. So what's special about this week is that it's walk-in, so you can walk in at any time, but they are always free, so if you can't make this week, you can always call to schedule an appointment.
Who's your target audience here? Should everyone be tested for HIV?
Well, the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, recommends that everybody be tested at least once in a lifetime for HIV. But there are people who should be tested more often than that, people who are at a higher risk. So the way that you get HIV is through, you can get it through sex or through needle sharing or from a mom to a baby. So if you've had multiple partners, that would put you at a higher risk. So they recommend having more than one HIV test. If you share needles, that would put you at a higher risk as well. So, yes.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Kent County Health Department, as you mentioned, we must know our HIV status. One in seven who are infected with HIV don't know they have the disease.
Yeah, and that's why it's so important to test, because HIV really doesn't have any telling symptoms when you have it. So that's why the test is so important, because that may be the only way that you know.
So what's involved in the test?
The test is a rapid test. It's a simple finger prick, takes 20 minutes, and you'll know the result at the visit.
What happens if one is positive?
So if someone is positive, we'll draw their blood, we'll send it out. We have to do a confirmatory test to make sure that it is, in fact, HIV. And then we go through the referral process. So that person will get referred on the spot after we've gotten that test back into care. We set up the appointment, everything, and they can get on meds right away. And those meds have changed a lot since the 1990s. People are living long, healthy lives on the meds. They do wonderful things now. So,
even more scientific, if we can get to this, HIV, the human immunodeficiency virus. This is it attacks the cells that make up the body's immune system. So it's an immune issue.
Right. So it attacks your immune system, brings down the number of cells that fight infections. And so people who have HIV that goes unchecked without meds and get into the AIDS stage, a simple cold could actually take over their body and kill them because they have nothing left to fight the infection. So that's why it's so important to get diagnosed early and get on meds, and people are living long, healthy lives after that.
What about the, whether it's a myth or true, or if you can help receiving blood? Remember when that was a big deal?
Yeah, they do a lot of screening on blood now, so there's really not any fear with that anymore. You know, that was more before we knew what HIV was. But they do screen blood very well now, so no fear for that.
This week, as you mentioned, 1 week of free walk-in testing, although as you admitted, this is available at any time. There, can you guarantee confidentiality?
Yes. Yep. We keep everything confidential. You know, we follow all the HIPAA laws, and HIV has even more stringent laws than that. So we do this all the time. This is kind of our normal day-to-day thing. So we know what we're doing, and everything's locked, and and we really, you know, we want to make sure that people feel comfortable when they come to test.
And obviously everything that we're talking about, including the time of visit, is this on your website?
Yes, at Access Kent. So our hours and everything are on the website, the directions to get there. We also offer STD testing. That's also appointment-based. So outside of this week, we offer STD testing along with HIV testing. If you ever had an STD, that also puts you at risk for HIV. So it's a really good thing to get tested for both. So we offer that as well at the clinic.
And again, it's important, as you mentioned, should we say, obviously a one-time test is appropriate unless he or she continues to engage in the behavior that's risky?
A one-time test for someone who really has low risk is probably all that they need until they've had, you know, a risk that puts them in need of another HIV test. Important thing to know, though, is that there is, we've come a long way with the testing, but there's at least a three-week window period. So if someone's had a risky exposure, they have to wait that at least 3 weeks to get a good result, because it's not going to show up the day after or even 2 weeks after.
Looks like April last year in Kent County, you saw 47 people newly diagnosed.
Yes, we did. And so, you know, and if you think about that, 1 in 7 don't know that they have HIV. So there's 47 that tested that now know they have HIV, but there's, you know, quite a few more who don't know it. And the easiest time, I guess, to say the most infectious you are is when you first get HIV. And people don't know when they first get HIV most of the time. And so it's really easy to spread at that point. So that makes it easy to spread to others. So there's a lot of people still, you know, that need to be tested so that they can know and get into care and prevent, you know, the bad things with AIDS from happening.
Yes, and I know you might have mentioned this, April, but the health department is offering a certified HIV counselor to discuss ways to reduce the risks of becoming exposed.
Yep, so we get our certification through the state. It's special for HIV testing. So that's just another added thing that you can know that you have somebody who's been trained in HIV. They're going to talk to you about prevention. There is a pretty new prevention method out there right now for people who are high risk, and it's called PrEP, which is pre-exposure prophylaxis. It's not for everybody, but it's for people who are high risk, like who have a partner who's HIV positive or who have multiple partners. And it's a one pill that you can take every day, and that has really significantly decreased the spread of HIV in populations that are higher risk.
Awesome. April Height with us again talking about the Kent County Health Department offering this 1 week of free walk-in testing in recognition of World AIDS Day, which is formally Friday, right?
Right, yeah, December 1st.
All right, April, give me the details one more time, please.
All right, so it starts today, Monday through Friday. Walk-in testing takes 20 minutes. You'll get your result on the spot. It's at the 700 Fuller main location. And come in. If you've never been HIV tested, we'd really like to see you. Just, you know, CDC recommends every person get tested at least once in a lifetime. So if you've never been tested, this is a good time to do it. You can just walk in. It's easy.
Awesome. Thank you very much, April, on behalf of the Kent County Health Department. AccessKent.com?
Yes, I think.
I've got it here. /health.
Okay.
Thanks for your expertise. Supervisor of Personal Health Services Division with Kent County Health Department. Take care.